Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutter. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. I hope you have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or visit friends, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's a favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Full of wet laundry back here. Would you see who that is?
Okay, Molly. I'm coming. Only one visitor we got that leans on the bell like that.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi, it's me, Teeny.
That's what I figured. Now, look, sis, when you ring the bell, just push it once. We can hear you. You don't have to lean on it.
I didn't lean on it, mister.
Oh, no.
No, the push button got stuck.
Stuck? Oh, well, that's different.
It got stuck when I pushed a pin in it.
Hmm.
That always makes the doorbell stick. But don't you worry, I got the pin on all right. Here it is.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, sis.
Oh, that's okay. I'm always doing things like that for people.
Yeah?
If there's anybody that I like to help them out and do things for better than, it's people. So I came over here to just do you a favor.
To do me a favor?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to help you, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
I don't care if it takes all afternoon. I'm going to stay here and help you till you find it.
Find what?
My other roller skate. See, I found this one here. It was in your driveway.
Oh?
But I haven't found the other one, and I have to have it tonight. I just have to have it, Mr. McGee, because all us kids are going roller skating down Suicide Hill tonight.
Suicide Hill?
Mm-hmm. You know, that real steep hill on Oak Street that goes behind the canning factory?
You mean the hill with all those empty cans and broken bottles lying around? You're not going to go...
Yeah, that's the hill. Suicide Hill.
Wow.
That's the one. I haven't found my other skate because with just one skate, it's kind of dangerous.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That hill is too dangerous to skate down with six skates.
Oh, all us kids.
No, sir. I'll help you find your roller skate, Teeny, but you're not going skating down any Suicide Hill with it.
But gee, Mr. McGee, I gotta. It's very important.
What's so important that you gotta risk your little neck skating down the steepest hill in town into a mess of tin cans and broken bottles?
Well, Willie Toops and Freddie Fuller and Davy and all us kids are gonna be there, and they said if I go first, they'll make me an honorary boy.
A what?
They promised. Mm-hmm. They even made the secret sign and threw Willie's cat over my shoulder. Oh. And now I got him right where I want him.
You sure?
Yeah. They can't back out even if they want to. So let's find my skate.
Oh, hey, Molly, come and talk to her, will you? Teeny, I'm not going to help you find that skate.
McGee is right, Teeny. I heard that. You'll get hurt, honey.
She'll get fractured.
But I want to be an honorary boy, Miss McGee. Willie and Freddie and Davy promised.
Oh, you can't believe them kids, sis. They're just telling you that. Me and Mrs. McGee, we were kids once, and we know how kids are, don't we, Molly?
We sure do, kid.
When me and Mrs. McGee were kids back in Peoria, we had a suicide hill, too. Only it was all cobblestones and twice as steep.
Yeah.
And you should have seen what happened to a little girl who tried to make honorary boy that day going down that hill.
Oh, what happened?
She was a mess. Her nose was all skinned, and her legs and arms were all scratched up, and all for nothing.
Oh, that poor little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, those mean boys didn't make her honorary anything. They just laughed at her.
And you said it.
Not only that, but when I got home and my mother saw me all scratched up like that, she took me over her knee and all... Continue, McGee.
Yeah. No, it's like I was saying, Teeny. I'll help you find your other roller skate, but you got to promise first. No skating down Suicide Hill. Is it a deal?
Well, okay. I promise. I was too scared anyhow.
Well, good. Now that that's settled, let's find that roller skate. Now, let's see. Where'd you have it last?
Gee, if I knew where I had it last, I'd go find it there, mister. It wouldn't be lost if I knew.
Yeah. And you got a point.
But we'll find it. Miss McGee can look for it in the front yard, and Mr. McGee, you can climb up on the roof and look for it.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going to look, sis?
I'll go look for it in the cookie jar.
That's what I thought.
Scare out, everybody. Let's go. We got to find little Teeny's roller skate.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
It's not anywhere under these rose bushes, Teeny. Wasn't in the hedge anyplace, huh?
No. But I found my mama doll.
Oh, good.
Look, my cute little old mama doll. It's been gone all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Well, throw in the box with all those other long-lost and now-found toys of yours, and I'll take a look under the house.
Okay. Gee, we're finding everything, I betcha.
Well, I hope that skate is under here, Teeny, because I'm getting a little tired looking.
I'm sure glad I found my little old fire engine. I've been looking everywhere for this fire engine.
What'd you say?
The fire engine.
What? Fire engines? Where? Are they coming? Oh, wow. Where's the fire engine?
Here it is, right here. See?
Well, skate's not another house, Teeny. All I saw under there was stars when I banged my head.
Whee, clang, clang. I'm a fireman.
Look, sis. I don't think that skate's around here because we've...
Oh, don't you worry. We'll find it. It's around here someplace. You keep looking. We'll find it. Clang, clang. Look out. Here comes the fire engine.
Ah, cute little tyke. All the trouble I'm going through for her, I must have a soft spot in my head. Or...
You've got a soft spot for a head, Mudbrain.
Well, as I live and breathe in spite of your efforts, it's the jolly old physician himself. Hi, Fats.
How'd you get so dirty? You trying out a new mud pack?
No. I've been crawling under the house looking for one of Teeny's roller skates, Doc. She lost it around here someplace, and you know Teeny. Mm. She won't give up till I collapse.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Come on out to the garage and help me hunt for it, will you? Only hope the kid keeps her promise when I do find it for her. Don't go skating down Suicide Hill with it.
What the dickens is Suicide Hill?
Oh, you know that steep slope on Oak Street that goes back of the canning factory?
Oh.
Seems the pint-sized males on the block promised Teeny if she'd skate down it, they'd make her an honorary boy.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, does that bring back memories. Same thing on my block when I was a kid.
Sure. Me and Molly, too. That's why we made her promise not to...
We had a hill like that back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a crazy kid in those days, McGee.
You're still a crazy kid, George. Just fatter is all. No taller, just fatter. Look under my workbench there while I look through this stuff.
The death dive, we called it.
Yeah?
We had us a gang of 8-year-olds called the He-Men. And every kid that wanted to join had to take the death dive on his skates.
Yeah, well, help me move this roll of carpet and...
Down the hill and across the railroad tracks we had to go.
Railroad tracks?
Yeah, the idea was to zoom down the hill when we heard the train whistle, beat it to the crossing, and leap over the tracks just before she whizzed by.
Holy smoke! You must have been goofy.
Well, it was the only way to join the He-Men's Club.
How'd you make out?
Shake hands with an honorary girl.
Well, come on, girl. Let's find Teeny Skate. Hours I've been hunting that thing and...
Well, I've... how'd you make out, McGee? Did you find it?
No. I and Doc Gamble turned that garage inside out. I'm sorry to state that your roller skate ain't here, Teeny.
Oh, gee. It's gotta be here someplace, Mr. McGee. I know it is. It's gotta be.
What makes you so sure?
Because I just went through the same thing with Mr. Toops and Mr. Fuller and... Oh, everybody on the whole block. This is the only house left.
Well, I don't know where else to...
I know it's here someplace. I distinctly remember roller skating up and down your driveway last Sunday morning.
I distinctly remember that, too. And that's another thing. While we're on that subject, sis, the next time you get up at 6 a.m. and you got nothing to do, just go back to bed and don't...
Grocery boy!
Oh, the groceries. Go help him, McGee.
He's okay. Come on in, old-timer.
I'll try, Johnny. But I'm loaded down with canned goods. I can open the screen door with my nose. Maybe I...
Well...
Oh!
Hey!
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. There's my roller skate.
Oh.
I told you we forgot to look someplace.
No.
It was right there on those back steps all the time.
No.
Oh, gee, thanks for finding my roller skate, Mr. Oldtimer.
Huh.
You know, we looked and looked and
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Perhaps you, too, are one of the millions of Americans who keep a package of Alka-Seltzer always handy in the house. You may keep it there for headache relief or to settle an upset stomach, perhaps for relief in colds and for aching muscles. Or maybe you keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for all these discomforts. However, there's one thing I know you don't want to do, and that's run short of Alka-Seltzer. So, look, why not put yourself in charge of the home supply of Alka-Seltzer? All you have to do is remember this little rhyme. When your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And say, with the weekend coming up, it might be a good idea to get two packages. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Who's that on the phone, Molly?
Teeny. She just called to say she was made an honorary boy.
Oh, no. Don't tell me she skated down that dangerous hill after promising us faithfully that...
No, a strange thing happened. It seems the boys all had their skates on Willie Toops's porch, and somehow or other, they disappeared.
Yeah?
Teeny offered to find them for the kids if they'd make her an honorary boy, so they did.
No kidding. Where'd she find the skates?
Under her bed.
Well, so long, everybody.
See you Monday.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Now, enjoy yourselves over the weekend, but don't forget to be back with us again Monday when our Mr. McGee wins a prize in a big nationwide contest. This is John Wald inviting you to join the fun then. Monitor takes you everywhere. Weekends on NBC Radio.